This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Here are the top franchise news stories of the week. Taco Bell is on a hiring spree for the summer. It plans to hire at least 30,000 new employees to fill standard positions as well as new safety-focused roles created amid the COVID-19 crisis. Chief People Officer Kelly McCulloch said, "We will work closely with our franchisees to ensure that we're meeting the needs of our restaurant teams. Their safety and well-being remain our first priority." Some of the new positions are aimed at shoring up staff as well as new dedicated cleaning roles. IHG Hotels and Resorts is partnering with industry-leading experts Cleveland Clinic, Ecolab, and Diversey to launch the global IHG Clean Promise. Keith Barr, Chief Executive Officer, said, "The future of travel may look different, but a safe, secure stay is fundamental to deliver true hospitality, and that will never change." Jeremiah's Italian Ice has surpassed a milestone in its first year of franchising. The branch launched just last May, and in under 12 months has awarded more than 100 units to 43 franchise partners. CEO and founder Jeremy Litwack said, "When we launched the franchise opportunity, our goal was to grow and be able to share our delicious treats with people in markets across the country." A new survey says 82% of Americans are more concerned with cleaning tools and protocol in public spaces since the coronavirus. And one in four workers surveyed said they would even leave their jobs if their employers don't make investments in cleanliness. That's why Restoration One recently unveiled its Keep It Clean program to address the growing demand for disinfecting and cleaning services as cities and states across the country reopen. CEO Gary Finley said, "From hospitals and office parks to first responders' vehicles and individual homes, we are addressing every situation for large and small gatherings." More franchises are giving back. Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is celebrating National Hamburger Day by giving back to those who need it most, donating 50 cents for every burger sold on May 28th to No Kid Hungry, a campaign to end childhood hunger in America. Natalie Anderson Liu, vice president of the brand, said the program will help make sure kids get the meals they need during school closures and beyond. Yogurtland has kicked off a campaign called Froyo It Forward to deliver frozen yogurt to everyday heroes like frontline workers, working parents, and co-workers. Individually packaged cups of frozen yogurt can now be sent directly to local organizations. In addition, Yogurtland has donated over 10,000 ounces of frozen yogurt to healthcare workers, delivery and transportation personnel, as well as disadvantaged children in the Southern California region. Some new job announcements. Dave Hyatt has been named the new Director of Franchise Development for Sandler. Hyatt, who started as a Sandler franchisee almost 27 years ago, has also authored the popular book From the Boardroom to the Living Room, Communicate with Skill for Positive Outcomes. Hyatt also commented, "Franchise Business Review named us as one of their top 50 franchises for women, Entrepreneur Magazine named us as a top franchise opportunity, and now FranServe has named us as one of the Frantastic 500. Well done, Dave. Dunkin' Brands announced the promotion of Ryan Schaefer to Vice President and Managing Counsel. The Now Massage announced that health and fitness veteran Don Michael has joined the company as president to head franchising. Fast casual Middle Eastern restaurant concept Naf Naf announced it has named Greg Willman as the company's new CEO. Interim CEO Gary Beisler will continue as chairman of the board. Crystal Restaurants has named Thomas Stagger as president as the brand emerges from bankruptcy. Good luck to you all. And now we've got some new IFA members this month, and there's some great names in here too, including Kids Art, Ensemble Group, Gelato & Co., Navy Zebra, Carrington International, K&L Gates, Ink Tattoos, Little Kitchen Academy, Maple Bear Global Schools, T3 Expo, and Moss Adams. Thank you for joining us in the IFA. And now the franchise calendar still on as of this morning's recording. Franchise Update Media's Multi-Unit Franchising Conference in Vegas at the all-new Caesars Forum, now September 1st through the 3rd. MFV's Franchise Expo West in Phoenix, September 10th through the 12th. Franchise Springboard in Philadelphia, September 21st through the 23rd. The International Franchise Expo at the Javits Center in New York City, October 1st through the 3rd. The all-new Franchise Leadership and Growth Conference, FLGC, October 14th through the 16th in Atlanta. Franchise Expo Nashville, rescheduled for October 17th and 18th. Franchise Expo Houston is November 13th and 14th. And IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference in New Orleans is on November 17th through the 19th. A final note today, the Franchise News Podcast is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. Friday on Social Geek Radio, we'll chat with our friend Jason Pearl from Service Score. Stay safe.